Hey, this is Kent here at MindChange, and we will be having a Q&R episode coming up soon. We'd love to respond to your questions in this audience-driven episode, so please send them to podcast@mindchange.com. When you send in your questions, please attach an audio recording of it, stating your name, where you are from, and then clearly asking your question for us. Please also transcribe your question in written form on the email when you send it in. We look forward to hearing from you.
Why would the body harden itself? What happened that made softness unsafe? Metaphysically, the skin is how we interface with the world. It represents boundaries, protection, contact, emotional exposure. So in scleroderma, the skin becomes rigid because the subconscious program says the world is too dangerous to touch. They learned that physical closeness leads to pain. The hardening is not hostility, it's fear. A fear of being hurt again, fear of being judged, being abandoned, being seen as weak. So the body becomes the armor. Scleroderma is not your body turning against you. It is your body protecting you after something or someone broke your trust. Welcome back to the Mind Change Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McKean. Before jumping in, please take a moment to make sure that you subscribe and that your notifications are on so that you don't miss any of these wonderful episodes. Today, we're talking about scleroderma, an autoimmune condition characterized by the hardening and tightening of the skin, and in some cases, the connective tissue and internal organs. From a medical standpoint, scleroderma is described as excessive collagen production, fibrosis, and immune dysregulation. But from a mind change perspective, the deeper question might be, why would the body harden itself? What happened that made softness unsafe? At its core, scleroderma reflects a profound survival response to an unexpected emotional onslaught from a trusted source. This is not trauma from an invisible enemy. This is trauma from someone who was supposed to be safe. The subconscious conclusion became, I can't afford to be open. If I harden, I won't hurt again. If I become less visible, I'll survive. Over time, that emotional armor becomes physical. Scleroderma is not a single conflict. It represents two simultaneous survival programs running at the same time. The first one is a separation conflict. So this is an emotional rupture, or usually early in childhood. So abandonment, betrayal, rejection, or emotional withdrawal from someone deeply significant. And secondarily, it's a self-devaluation conflict. So turning the blame for that early rejection toward oneself. And the common mantra there is something must be wrong with me. So when these remain unresolved for long periods of time, the body can enter what's known as a hanging healing phase. So it means that the body's been trying to find resolution through various ways, but over time, the trying becomes rigid and it involves a thickening or a hardening. And if you or someone you love deals with this, you know that that becomes represented usually in the skin. So let's look at a client story here. We'll call this client Marissa. So Marissa's scleroderma began quietly. Years earlier, she'd been emotionally blindsided by someone she deeply trusted. It was a partner, and that partner seemed to suddenly withdraw affection, warmth, and safety. So there was no dramatic ending, no clear explanation, just like a slow, to hear her describe it, it was just like a slow emotional freezing. So Marissa didn't rage. She didn't collapse. She withdrew. She went deeper inside. She became quiet. She became more self-contained, more guarded. She told herself and others that she was fine, but the truth is inside, she felt hollow, disconnected, and numb. Eventually, her skin began to tighten and harden. It felt, she said, strangely symbolic, because that's what, through us having conversation and talking about That's what she felt like she had been doing emotionally, pulling inward, protecting, hardening, freezing. So some of the emotional drivers that we often see in scleroderma is people being extremely hard on themselves. So chronic self-criticism, internalized blame, deep insecurity masked by emotional withdrawal. Also, a deep fear of change. It can be fear of aging, fear of life changes, life stages, or vulnerability. There's very frequently an avoidance of emotional expression or conflict. It can be longstanding grief for unresolved separation. And also, frequently, there's a feeling of being torn away from someone or something essential, even if they can't quite put words to what it is. There's often also a sense of emptiness or kind of this not really being alive, kind of living like a statue. And there's often a belief that softness equals danger. Some of the really common childhood roots we see here are love was inconsistent or suddenly withdrawn. And that could be from, you know, something happening, could be from a loss of a parent, a divorce. It could be a parent who develops a chronic illness or lots of different situations. But it feels like to start, love was either inconsistent or there was love there and now it's gone. It's frequently tied to caregivers, early childhood caregivers who were emotionally unpredictable. And that would result in the child being punished or shamed for their emotional expression. And this is really common. If you've got an adult who struggles with their own emotional intelligence, their own regulation, then if there is a child who naturally dysregulates, that's too much. That becomes, they can't even deal with their own. Now they've got this little person outside of them doing it. It becomes too much. So they punish it or they shame it or they reject and withdraw from it. And so, of course, if that's the situation, then we end up with a child who has rejection, abandonment, and those various things. There's often a lot of blame in the family. So a lot of blame shifting, and the child ended up feeling like maybe they're the one to blame for the family problems. They learned that physical closeness leads to pain. So this can sometimes happen in physical abuse situations, you know, or if there was physical punishment of some way. There's also a common theme of having to grow up fast emotionally. The child also can learn if I'm vulnerable, I get hurt. Some of the ways that this starts to show up in adulthood, if left unresolved, is, so this is often either right before the scleroderma would show up, or it could be, you know, seen as one of the triggers, is something causing even more emotional numbness or shutdown. Or it's just, you've been doing it for so long that this is, the body decides and represents that in the condition. It can be difficulty trusting or attaching deeply, avoidance of intimacy or vulnerability. Very frequently, they're also clinging to the past and having kind of like a hard holding on to old wounds. Not being very flexible. Just a hard hold, a hard grasp on the old wounds or things that have been done to them. They often have a fear of being seen or judged. And there's a bit of an over-identification with self-protection. So this kind of, everyone's out to get me. There's flaming arrows coming at me at all times, you know, kind of a thing. And it's almost like it becomes an identity of self-protection. I've also heard people describe it as like feeling frozen in life, unable to move forward. So the person may appear strong and stoic, but internally, they actually feel very brittle and exhausted. So scleroderma may emerge or worsen if a trusted relationship ends abruptly or painfully. Of course, marriages are common there, but it can also be friendships. It can be work environments. It can be a change in a relationship with a child, maybe as the child becomes a teen or even a young adult. If there's been long-term emotional isolation, so people sort of systematically, as a way of protection, shutting themselves off from people and from the outside world, that hardening of those boundaries show up in the skin. Another common thing here could be a person feels like they are the ones that have to hold it all together all the time by themselves. And again, showing up as the reinforcing and the hardening of that shell on the outside. There's usually a lot of grief, but it's suppressed rather than processed. So we hear a lot of stuff about life becoming joyless, emotionless, and really it's just that the heart is disconnected because the heart, the feeling center isn't necessary in the person's mind for survival. So they've deep, long ago disconnected from their gut, from their internal knowing. And as a level of protection, because of hurts and abandonments and betrayals, they've also hardened their heart as well. And these people tend to be very stuck in their minds and in their heads and in what they think is their experience and the experience of the world around them. So metaphysically, the skin is how we interface with the world. It represents boundaries, protection, contact, emotional exposure. So in scleroderma, the skin becomes rigid because the subconscious program says the world is too dangerous to touch. The hardening is not hostility. It's fear, a fear of being hurt again, fear of being judged, being abandoned, being seen as weak. So the body becomes the armor. For a lot of people, healing can feel slow for scleroderma if you're doing a lot of the traditional medical treatments, because there's often a prolonged healing attempt without resolution, which if you think about it, mimics the way you got into that problem in the first place. It's mimicking a life situation or a childhood situation again. The system wants repair, but the story has always been, if I soften, I'll be hurt again. So the body is putting the armor up as protection. For it to soften, that's fear. That's, oh my gosh, I'm going to not survive. So your attempts to heal are seen as threats to the system. So until that belief is rewritten subconsciously, the body cannot safely let go of the armor. So of course, healing scleroderma through mind change involves us restoring safety in softness. So some typical questions: who hurt me when I was open? What did I lose that I've never grieved? Where did I learn that self-protection was my only option? What part of me has frozen to survive? What bad thing would happen if I softened even a little? So processing separation and betrayal trauma, releasing self-blame, self-devaluation, and then the reconnection back to body, intuition, emotions, and then gradually rebuilding trust with self first. All of those things are going to be really, really important to communicate that openness is no longer dangerous. So it's not about forcing the change. It's about giving the mind permission and proof that it's safe to thaw out. So it's important to remember, scleroderma is not your body turning against you. It is your body protecting you after something or someone broke your trust. When that safety is restored, the armor is no longer needed. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for joining us. And remember, if you're ready to explore this work more deeply, you can book a free discovery call. You'll speak with one of our founders who will help figure out what the best step is for you, depending on what you want to work on. Or if you're ready to dive right in, that would be through one of our online courses, module one on our website. And that walks you through how to begin to learn to work on yourself and also includes two private sessions with a trained practitioner to jumpstart your journey. If this episode resonated, please subscribe, download, comment, and share. Every interaction helps this message reach someone who has been frozen for far too long. All right, that's it for today on the Mind Change Podcast, where we are changing the world one mind at a time.